Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. You know, when William Blake said, more is the cry of a mistaken soul. Less than all will not satisfy man. You know, he could have easily said, more or less is the cry of a mistaken soul. But to really make it really simple, Mick Jagger put it pretty clearly. I can't get no satisfaction. A lot of people came out this weekend to demonstrate their dissatisfaction. That's healthy. Important. So I'd like to welcome you to the seminar on prosperity and finding your purpose. Oh, wait a minute, that's not tonight, right? Is that? Wrong night, I'm sorry. We're supposed to be with what is, I forgot. I'm just teasing a little. Well, of course, it's amazing how we are always in the process of learning and discovering on so many levels. I mean, here in a very deep, profound way, letting go of body, mind, heart, and opening in the spirit. Becoming emancipated. And yet, how incredible that scientists are now doing gene editing. I was just listening to, I had just started an amazing interview with these scientists who are working with Lyme disease in Nantucket, where maybe 40% of the people have had Lyme disease, and it's transmitted through white-footed mice and by ticks biting them. And so they're somehow figuring out how to alter the genetics of the mice so that the ticks can't infect them and thereby can't infect humans. I thought, wow, that's interesting. How far out that we could be exploring in that amazingly minute, important way. And we often think the minute is irrelevant, but actually even here, the absolute minute is essential to give attention to. So everything becomes the guiding force of awakening, of finding satisfaction, true satisfaction, even when you're not getting what you want, even when you're pissed off about what's happened, or heartbroken, or frightened, that you can still even then, find peace and harmony outside of the realm of our story, our drama. So as fully integrated beings, we get to live life fully on all levels and at the same time live from the truth of our being. That's what we're all about here. Awakening and living fully. However, in this life, living fully is your path. That could be just sitting on your zafu in a quiet retreat, or it could be marching in the street, or it could be teaching children, finding the cure to cancer, whatever, painting, growing food. That when you live from that profound realm of fulfillment, then your life has purpose completely. And you are, in the deepest sense, profoundly prosperous, actually. And you're not going to be saying more, more, more. Or you might. You might say less, less, less. You might say anything. But it will be clearer. It will be coming from clarity. So it isn't about prescribed behavior. It's about clarity of direction, which comes from our alignment with the source of our being. Then we live fully, regardless of what our life is about, even if we're on our deathbed. Even if we never get what we dreamed about or wished for or hoped for. And that's not some phony spiritual platitude bypass. It's actually a reality of consciousness that has a mind that is so flexible that it can take and it can understand any position, it can understand any perspective, and not caught in believing or attachment to any of them. And freedom of mind leads to freedom of the heart, which leads to freedom of the spirit. So, working with that, simplest way, of course, is to question. If you're stuck in a position, if you're caught in your struggle, okay, give yourself some compassion and tenderness and also the ability to question. Maybe there's another point of view. I had a friend who, she had the funniest mantra, which I loved. Maybe I could be wrong. It is such a relief to be wrong and to let go. Being right is a burden. Even, you know, in the simplest way of, you know, when you get down to the sort of technical training of practice, whether it's a musical instrument or a Tai Chi or some martial art or healing work, you know, when you ask yourself, well, am I doing it right? Am I getting it? Am I not? I mean, of course there's a natural desire to be, what, doing it right and, you know, whatever. But on another level, it's, is that coming from the fear of not getting it right? I remember when I grew up as a classically trained violinist, and I remember the first time I was with, I think my brother actually, who was jamming on the piano, just freeform, right? I'd never done that. And we were gonna do it together, and I said, I don't think I can do it. I don't know how to do it. And I start, and he said, well, just play anything, just do something. So I started, and it was horrible. Just horror, I couldn't listen to it. And he said, just, that doesn't matter, do it anyway. And I did, and I sort of he gave me permission to not care. And something clicked. I don't know what it was. I can't explain it. And we were playing music. We were creating, listening to each other and communicating on in a musical way. Such a great experience. I'm sure you've heard this. Perhaps you've heard it anyway. The Zen line, you know, life is one continuous mistake. I remember telling my mother that. It really pissed her off. She really liked to be right. Really made her angry. I said, oh, she doesn't get it. And then that teacher said, you know, if it wasn't that way, how would you find your way? If you don't hit the wrong note, how are you going to find the right note? If you don't lose your balance on the bicycle, how are you going to find your balance? It's like constantly finding your balance, constantly being able to go out of balance and into balance to the point where you're actually just balanced. I doubt whether the guy who walked across the high wire between the trade towers, Man on Wire, did you see that documentary? Amazing film. I doubt he was thinking about whether he was doing it right or not. I don't think there was any thought present at that point. Pretty remarkable. And that's what we want, to be free of that mind that is judging and comparing and measuring. That's what you want, to find and be transformed in this spiritual way, as we're talking about. To all of those inner trips you lay on yourself, from yourself or others or what you've read or whatever, try letting go of it all, completely, at least for a little while. Give it an experiment. You can always go back. You can always pick up all that baggage if you want it, if you want to drag it around. Or if you need it, you might, and it can be really helpful. I had tons of that baggage for a long time. I needed everything. I was completely helpless. Hopeless, I don't know what. Slow learner, probably. Stubborn. So, and eventually, you know, when you learn how to play in this way, it's easier to just relax and find some ease and not worry so much. In fact, you might even have moments of completely being free of any worry. even if the whole world is coming crashing down. Maybe you could even have a moment of bliss when you're not at all concerned or freaked out. When your heart can actually shine and radiate its love and happiness. Because when you're happy like that, it's like, yes. It's delicious. Then life is really delicious. Just now, just in this moment. And you're not holding on to it. You're flowing. You're flowing with what's happening. In some ways, really open to receiving and giving and learning and sharing and participating in whatever way is your life. You know? So, awesome to be with you here and sharing in this way and having a space where we can really, really discover maybe the most amazing reality of human life. And certainly the doorway to probably untold discoveries if we survive as a species on this planet. That's, we don't know. Maybe one day we can just have the ability to edit our own genes. Say, I think I'll pass on the Alzheimer's or whatever. I don't think I want to do that this time. I can live without it. There's isolated examples of people having miraculous healing. Remarkable. It's unexplainable, really. So this presence that you are, that we love to be connected in, it's so awesome. It's where you want to be coming from and then keep discovering. Keep exploring and living however your life unfolds itself. I had a teacher when I was, I don't know how old I was, but I was in the training as an Alexander teacher back then. I guess it was in the late 70s. 1970s, and she was a well-known Alexander teacher living in Nebraska, and I went out there. She'd come to San Francisco to our training program here, but she lived there, and I would go for the summers and spend a month training with her with a bunch of people, and she'd be working on 70 people a day when she was almost 90, standing up, working all day, putting her hands on, and remembering everybody she'd worked with. And I thought, far out. And she put her hands on you, and it was like getting a transmission. Amazing. Like, you know, and you'd see these metropolitan opera singers just like expand in front of your eyes without doing anything. And she said, she had a line which I thought, which really impacted me greatly to this day. I'm always learning new things and becoming more sensitive. And I thought, when I'm 90, I want to say that. That is an awesome attitude. Awesome. I realized that the oldest I've ever been, the most rigid I've ever been, I was 18. That's when I knew everything. So. Yeah. Always learning and becoming more sensitive. That's the way to satisfaction. That's the way to enlightenment. That's the way to fulfillment. Okay? Okay. So, what do you want to talk about? Come on up if you want. Raise your hand. I'm in first. And we podcast these talks eventually. And so if you prefer our interaction not be on the recording, let me know and we'll edit it. And in the space of silence, which I haven't allowed much for like during my talk, let the opening open into openness. Don't try to hold on to this beautiful, radiant presence. Just let it fill you when it does and not worry about it when it's not around or shifting in some way. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Okay. Please, come on up.
I'm really deeply grateful to be here this evening. It's already answered a piece of my question.
Okay.
And I have been on a spiritual path for 34 years, beginning with TM, which I still do. And I regard my spiritual practice with honor and respect, for it is what guides me into the day. And I really love that feeling. It gives me great joy to know that I can refer to it in an instant.
Nice.
Since beginning of last fall, no dates mentioned, early November, my thoughts became agitated and they would jump in and take over my clear spirit body. And oh my gosh, I was really into the meanness of it. I'd stomp my foot like a 2-year-old and really get quite upset and yell and scream in the car. That felt good.
Yeah.
And then this third person started coming in. I wanted chocolate, coffee, and alcohol. So
you were taking care of yourself.
Well, yeah, and so to a certain extent, I did. I let myself go with that. And I am a highly sensitive person within my physical being. That absolutely knocks me off my chair. So I would know that if I'm going to do that in about 3 days down the line, I'd better have a good solid time alone and in my home to recoup. But I'm in retail, and December wasn't going to allow for that. And I feel that my mantra and my prayer time and my meditation really gave me quite bliss through this while I was having martinis and daily doses of chocolate. And I've, you know, the coffee at Pete's is just terrific.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I agree. Really
Pete's
good.
Pete's coffee.
You know, we have great coffee.
It feels so good to laugh.
No, doesn't it?
And this weekend, with my friend Elizabeth and I, we toured the marches. We did what was our heart, what our heart was guiding us to do. And oh, that felt just amazing to be purposeful and being able to do this. Mm-hmm. And I got so depressed yesterday. Mm. And I know why. It was one of those third days where I needed to rest. Mm-hmm. But what I'm finding, and I know that this is piece of the answer coming here tonight, I woke up and I said, it's Monday. I'm going to go with Elizabeth to go see John. So that three-legged bench of body, mind, spirit, my spirit has been jiggled a lot. That bench support has been shook up quite a bit. And I've let that leg of my emotions and my mental thoughts, for they're there. I mean, I've got to pay attention to them, or not. But when am I going to settle down? I mean, it's like I feel most settled right now. Mm. And I feel that through discernment and right choice, I was guided to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. So the balance is happening, and I know the balance is always there. It's those mean, evil thoughts that I have. I'm not so concerned about the chocolate and the alcohol. Mm-hmm. But the thoughts are just, they're so rude, John.
So okay.
Okay.
Yeah. What is that? What's wrong with that?
Oh, well,
do they get stuck in your system somehow? Do they create a kind of tension that doesn't release? Does it become a kind of like holding pattern of contraction? Or is it just a movement of intensity, of anger, of frustration, of whatever? Is it just a discharge of frustration?
Okay. Thank you. It is a discharge of frustration because I can stomp, I can scream, I can cry instantly. Yeah.
I would just say after you've had a release or a moment or whatever discharge, if you want, just to check it out, do a few deep, full breaths and release. And then when you can, sit and notice if your being, like it is right now, expands. Hmm. And if it is, then it's all good. No harm done. Better out than in.
Oh, yes.
You know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want it somaticizing in the tissue. You don't want to hurt someone else either.
Absolutely not.
So, but you don't want it. You want to be able to, I think it's very important to be able to vocalize and express these things. We don't have a lot of space for it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know, they just like, well, I can't do it in my home, and somebody's going to hear me. They're, you know, my wife's going to hear me, or husband, or whatever, and partner, or the neighbors are going to call the cops, and you know, I used to have people doing that a lot in my place when I was working with people, and I had to tell all the neighbors that we were doing acting practice,
so
they wouldn't call the cops.
Oh, sure.
But to follow, this is very important, whether it's anger or rage or grief, mm-hmm. or whatever that's allowing to be moved through the nervous system, to really get into the kinesthetic, energetic of it and out of the story. Because when it fully clears, there's no story. There's nothing except openness. You're not strengthening mm-hmm. some separate ego identity. You're actually freeing the identities.
I can feel that.
Yeah, I can tell. I can see it and feel it with you.
So that's the flow, and that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Good to be here.
Thanks. Yeah, I was thinking if I ever had a like a workspace office building or something, I would have rooms that you could sign up for that were soundproof and padded and dimmer lights that go to complete pitch black and a nice, comfortable little bed that you could lie down on. So you could sleep, you could either meditate, you could scream, pound the walls, and it would be completely, you know, soundproof. And it just, like, that'd be really healthy. People could, I'm sure they'd be booked up in advance. Just want to make sure your employer doesn't have a secret, you know, like, sound system in there listening to what you're saying about them. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah. We don't get to express ourselves in a way that actually, often we don't. And when we can in a healthy way, it's so good. So important. Yeah. A lot of times people think, well, that's not spiritual, and they want to stuff it, or they want to just sort of bring it into the presence. Hey, listen, if that works, great. Not stuff it, but I mean, if you can just be with it and it dissolves all by itself, great. But you want to check and make sure you're not stuffing it, that you're not doing bypass. That's what you want to check in on. Okay. You got a lot. Getting hot under there. She gave me such a short haircut, she just shaved it, I think. You want to come up?
Sure.
Bobby, come on up.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, that was my experience at the march. It was like there was a lot of expression, and it was really inspiring. It was very
healthy.
Grounding.
That's great.
It was, you know, we got rained on, and it was frustrating sometimes, you know, being crowded in with a lot of people in the rain and waiting for things to move. And but there was this sense of unity that, I mean, it was beautiful. I had no idea. I just kind of went at the last minute. A friend texted me, and I just showed up. I didn't even know they were having a march in my hometown. So, And then you realize, you know, the next day that it was around the world. So, yeah, it was amazing.
Really beautiful, yeah.
It was really beautiful.
Really amazing.
Yeah, and there was a lot of angry people, but there was a lot of it was just felt like being held, you know. Felt like being, you know, in satsang. It felt like the sangha. It
wonderful.
Was beautiful. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I was. When you were talking about the little things, I really felt that. I really, because I've been having a lot of space, not like it's different, but a different awareness of having a lot of space. Like I'll get up and go to work and it's the same thing. But then there's like a lot of space until the next thing happens. So what I've been noticing is that there has been beliefs about that that's not my beliefs about the space, you know, like it's not okay. My hypervigilance I is still there, but I'm more aware of when it happens. For example, when we were just sitting earlier and somebody was behind the screen here, and it wiggled a little bit. And all of a sudden, I just was in panic. It reminded me of this room divider we had when I was a little kid. And all of a sudden, I was like, I had been perfectly serene, and all of a sudden, I was experiencing panic and fear. And, you know, and I can still feel a little bit, but, you know, allowing that just to be and then kind of subside back. So I don't know, that's kind of been my question, although it's not really a question about my self-judgment and criticism that happens, and just being aware of that when that happens, you know, like being critical of being fearful, or being, you know, the stories that I tell about being still, you know, I'm lazy, or, you know, I'm not taking mm-hmm. care of, you know, I get afraid because I'm not taking care of business, but, you know, kind of that self-calming that, you know, things are getting taken care of. I'm not getting kicked out of my home. I'm going to work. I'm doing the things that I need to be doing.
So what is your question about the self-judgment?
It's like wanting to know if I'm on the right track. Like, am I fooling myself by...
You're opening right now.
Yeah.
You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, the key, Bobby, is asking the question, just like you did, and that opened the door. Mm-hmm. That did it. Feel it?
Yeah.
See, and it's removing something deeply in you also.
Yeah.
That's the magic of this.
Yeah. So I'm so good at fooling myself. You know, I don't...
Well, who isn't?
Yeah, right.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But how
that's
do we
but
know?
Well, consciousness illuminates the dark side. And the dark side literally transforms into the light. That's how it works. It's alchemy.
Yeah.
It's alchemy. It just happened right then. And it wasn't something you... did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant, right and wrong is just... So when you judge, notice what happens in your body or how you separate from yourself in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But just to ask, that was key. Rather than declare, because judgments are declarations. They're pronouncements. They're a kind of, this is the way it is. It's a kind of being right
mm-hmm.
or wrong. Either way, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? But when you come to the point where it's, I don't know really. When you ask that question,
right,
your whole being just whoosh, space was created instantly.
Because I tend to ignore it. Because I understand it's a mistake to get caught in either side of the argument, right?
That's okay.
So I tend to ignore it as best I can. And I think here I go again.
Go ahead and say it. Yeah.
I think I'm pretty good at ignoring things. You
okay.
know?
Well,
and that's the same as, you know, how do I know that I'm not fooling myself? Because I'm good at...
Well, look, we all have
yes.
unconscious habits that are just, you know, they're reflexes at this point.
Yeah.
But it's how you respond to them when you're conscious. That's what's important.
Mm.
Not that they happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know, there's this desire to like write it down, make the memo, remember this.
It's in there.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Your guidance system understands this already. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And there may be some vulnerability around trusting
mm-hmm.
the unknown.
God, yeah.
That's a very big part of transformation. People move into very deep states of fear often as they let go.
Yeah.
It's very much and often what happens when we start to open more is it gets scary until you know, your circuits are blown through.
Mm.
However that happens for an individual. And then that's not there anymore.
Okay.
So you are on the right track.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Be happy. Good to see you.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Feels like there's a lot moving tonight.
Mm.
So I want to ask a question, but I can feel that I'm nervous to ask it. You were talking before about purpose,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's been such a hot button for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the question came up
in my mind tonight? Is that what's getting in my way?
See, now you're opening. Just like with Bobby. See how you just look at that already. You feel it?
Yeah.
Don't think. Thinking will obscure it, but it's really happening. Mm-hmm. That's it. Thinking tries to hold on and get it.
Yeah.
It's actually in the way. It isn't. Thinking is not needed at all to get this. In fact, it gets in the way.
Right.
That's it. So every time that question comes up, however often it comes up, it doesn't matter, because I know that's been a theme. When you have the space, let yourself have the question, really, really express it, and sit with it. Don't think about it. See how it's already working. This will free you from so much hassle, mental hassle. You have no idea how simple this is, how direct and clear. You got to play with it.
Well, I guess what's confusing me is you said if you sit with the question, but I guess I'm wondering, should I even have the question? Yeah.
Well, I don't mean sit with it and ruminate on it. Mm-hmm. That's not what I mean. I mean offer it, just like you did, and then mm-hmm. and then just be. Mm-hmm. Wait without waiting. Mm-hmm. That's it. See how it's working.
Yeah.
It literally is immediately transformed and lifted. The space automatically opens. No one is doing anything. Yeah. Nothing is being done. It happens all by itself.
I think the one thing that I want to mention is
the
fear that comes up is, it's like if I don't focus on this, that, I don't know, won't happen or something.
Mm-hmm. That's a very normal belief. Mm-hmm. And there's a time and place for focusing on it. Mm. Intentionally. Absolutely. That's practice. And that's fine. Until it becomes permanent, it's usually necessary on some level, when you can. So you spend some time every day in openness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not necessarily every moment of every working moment at work.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, I had people working with me years ago who were, you know, performing to large groups and wanting to bring a, you know, consciousness into every, I said, forget it, just perform.
Yeah.
I said, when it integrates, it will just be there automatically. And that's what happened.
Well, I think I understand that from the point of view of openness or trying to be available to it. When mm-hmm. I remember or when mm-hmm. it comes to me.
Okay.
But I guess the whole question about purpose or what I'm supposed to be doing and all that kind of stuff, that there's this feeling like if I'm not focusing on it, that that's never going to happen or that I'm going to ignore it or...
Yeah.
That's the fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that, you know, but...
And, you know, there's this sort of... We're talking... simultaneously on a relative level and on an absolute level, which makes the conversation tricky. Get that? And it's very, you could get stuck in it easily. So if the, so the real question is, are you looking for a career change? You know, that may be, which is a fine question to have and a certainly perfectly reasonable thing to think about and focus on in a particular way. And you can focus on that in many ways. Or is it just the anxiety of feeling like maybe you didn't choose the right thing or something else could be, you know, that whole kind of unknown, as it were. I'm not living to my full potential. I'm not fully engaged in the world the way I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm not giving fully, you know, that those kinds of expressions, which I hear a lot, actually. Even with people who are very successful in a lot of ways are still feeling like more, more, more. And that's okay, because there's a place where more, more, more is like, fine. It's okay, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, that, I think the two feel connected to me.
They are.
Yeah.
That's the other part. So you can only be available to what's here right now.
Yeah.
So that's where you surrender. And then notice what's shown to you, what's open, what opens to you. Be careful, though, not to make conclusions. Mm-hmm. People often have experiences or awakenings or all kinds of insights and then make all these conclusions.
Yeah.
Which eventually have to be usually let go of. Because there may be underneath this some pain that says, I don't know if I'll ever find my purpose, or there may be something much deeper that's really needs to be allowed, some mm-hmm. deeper part that needs to be able to express, to release that. Maybe that's all it is. Mm. And yet that could liberate you. All the identity, that's why I say, when I used to jokingly say, you know, all the chickens have to come home to roost, I really mean it. Oh, it's not just some one single identity. There's countless identities. And we let them all become free. Because human beings are very complex, infinitely complex. Right?
Yeah.
So whatever shows up, that's what you let be seen, allowed, heard, and freed and integrated. Do you understand? And the more, and that will only deepen your embodiment of presence. And the more you're embodied in presence, the more that process becomes really pretty fluid.
Yeah, maybe it's that I keep thinking it's a thing, like this one thing that's going to mm-hmm. unlock the key. And
right.
Maybe it's more, a little bit more layered than that.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. Mm-hmm. But it also, or that may just be an expression of some fundamental dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sitting here saying which. But I can tell you're opening again. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we're just putting all this into the space, you see how we're doing it? Even in the dialogue, how we're putting it in space, illuminates the space. Mm-hmm. It's literally, right now, freeing you up more and more. The light, the place is getting brighter in here, energy's growing, because you're giving of yourself. People, you say, oh, I don't want to dump my negative trip on you, whatever. I said, no. Once it gets transmuted, it becomes mana. Okay? So what happens right now when you just drop all thought and just allow yourself just to be open here? That's it. Feel that? Yeah? Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Not scary? If it is, it's okay if it is. Notice the subtlety of the scary, because that's still what's holding on. Mm-hmm. The fear is always telling us where to put attention.
I think it's kind of subtle. Like, it's not so much being afraid, but wanting, like, a little bit of structure. You know?
So you express that. I don't feel secure without structure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like they need structure, and that's okay. You need it until you can go either way, with or without. Joy doesn't have a structure. And you look happier right now.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. We have to. It's kind of like we have to get used to being happy. I mean, not in some phony sense. I mean it.
Yeah, I know.
It can be rather odd, and you don't want to really tell too many people. It's not cool. It's a little weird. You don't have to say a word if it's authentic, because dogs will want to follow you home.
I just feel like just a little bit of pressure.
In the shoulder area?
Yeah.
Okay, so give that attention. See, you're listening, which is great. So we get these messages constantly on very minute levels, on literally cellular, probably DNA levels. It's amazing. I love doing inner healing work. It's so wonderful when you just, like, maybe you're feeling off in some way, your body got some kind of tension or feel like you're getting sick or something like that, something not too difficult to deal with. And you just, you know, lie down or rest in some comfortable place and just tune in a way, and sometimes that stuff can completely heal and release. It's fantastic. So we're giving attention, we're bringing energy, we're participating, but we're not interfering. It feels like you're more connected now.
Yeah.
You're more here. You mm-hmm. feel the fear anymore?
No.
Yeah. Can you tell that there's more of a real unified space here?
Yeah, it just feels really quiet.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're welcome, Vera. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been really, I'm just personally, it's been interesting lately because I live in, some of you know, you've been to my place, but I have an apartment here in the city. I've been there a long time. And the owners, the people lived above me, moved out, and the owners they gutted. Basically, they're working on the apartment in a very intense way for a couple of months. And it's, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, it's like they're jackhammering the kitchen when you're making breakfast. And, or like amazing sawing sound, you're on the toilet or whatever. It's like pounding away. And you know, it's really, it's been kind of far out because I realized this isn't going to be going away. And, you know, complaining isn't going to do anything. And it just was like, something just accepted it completely, immediately. Because I figured, you know, it's too much effort to do anything else. And a good friend offered me a place to work if I needed to go somewhere else to see people, which I haven't done yet, but he's got a great space, and I was really thrilled that I could have another option. But the thing that's been very far out is that it actually hasn't been a problem. And I was surprised at how peaceful I am, even with feeling like the house is basically in a nonstop earthquake. It's really far out. I thought, you know, stuff works, is what I'm trying to tell you. Little side note. But I don't know, somebody was here. The first day that it happened, I didn't know about it. And I was pissed. it was like we were starting to work and we couldn't hear. It was like they were literally tearing down the walls upstairs, literally. And I went, I don't know. And I said, I got to go up and find out what's going on. So I left the session. I went upstairs and said, what the hell is going on in here? No, I didn't say that. Sort of, but how come we weren't told? What's going on? Anyway, that was the end of that. Brief. brief expression. Yeah. Well, you know, we have some time. Maybe sitting, just a little guidance, maybe just some more sitting would be great. I'm going to give a little instruction that I've been giving lately that I like. I've said it to the last few groups I've done. It's short, but I think it, if you need a little inner help, it can really, it might be something that you find useful. Now I have to remember it. This is whatever's holding back, whatever's resisting, whatever is grasping, be in the space of awareness that lets it let go. Whatever is holding back, whatever is resisting, whatever is grasping, be the space of awareness that lets it let go. You know, I posted on Facebook this morning, now is the time we need the light more than ever. Right. And that is the truth. So your effort here is not in vain, and it by is no means meaningless. And so the more you cultivate this presence in light, not only will you feel better and will your life probably work better, but it will contribute to the big picture. And it's such an honor and privilege to be here with you and to share the space. And I really appreciate you coming and taking the time, making the effort to be here. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope you find out how to continually take a really extraordinary care of yourself, especially now with all of the challenges that many people are dealing with, and will continue to probably, that it's really going to show you how what we're doing here is so unbelievably important. Maybe the most important thing. So be well, take care, see you soon, and happy trails. Thank you.